developing story, but so is Zimbabwe over there. That's a story we've been covering now for several months, and there's a diplomatic process also underway there for a quote-unquote power-sharing government between Robert Mugabe, who is the man who's been ruling that country for nearly 30 years, and his rival opposition MDC leader, Mr. Tsvangirai. We're joined on the line now from Johannesburg by BBC correspondent Jonah Fisher with the very latest of this third and very crucial day of negotiations. And Jonah, any movement so far on them finding common ground?
Well, we're expecting the third day of talks to begin in the next hour or so. Last night, talks broke up about 9 o'clock local time with no resolution and some very negative vibes coming out of the senior members of the delegations who were attending those talks. So people are really regarding today's discussions in Harare really as make or break. South Africa's president, who's mediating this process, has been in Zimbabwe now for the last 3 days. It's felt that he really can't stay that much longer, so we could be in for a very long session today to try and break the deadlock between the two sides. They simply can't agree on how power should be shared in the new government.
And what are some of the issues that they have been discussing? Because I think it's interesting to note that every day for the last couple of days, the headlines seem to be coming out differently. Some days sounding as if they are finding some agreement, and other days sounding like a power-sharing agreement between these two men is very unlikely.
Well, that's right. There's been a lot of chatter around these talks. The main principals who involve themselves are, for the most part, respecting a news blackout, but there are lots of leaks coming out from around the talks. That's why we hear such different things from day to day. What seems to be a fairly consistent sticking point, though, is just exactly how these two men will divide up responsibilities within a new power-sharing government. It looks likely that Robert Mugabe will remain as president of Zimbabwe, and that Morgan Tsvangirai, the opposition leader, will become prime minister. But critically, it's all about who will have the final say, who will be the senior member of this new government, which is going to be formed. At the moment, it seems like both sides aren't willing to give ground, and that's why we're seeing this deadlock, and this is why we're seeing such pressure being put on both sides for some deal to be reached today.
But, Jonah, clearly there's been some movement, because 2 weeks ago, the initial offer from Mugabe's side to Tsvangirai was as a third vice president. Moving up to prime minister is clearly something that Morgan Tsvangirai would be much more likely to embrace.
Well, yes, but you have to remember that Morgan Tsvangirai considers that he won the only fair or even remotely fair election which Zimbabwe held this year in March, the parliamentary elections in which his party, the MDC, won more seats than Robert Mugabe's party. So he believes that he shouldn't just have a position that sounds important, for example, prime minister. He should actually be the one with the power, with the executive responsibility for deciding what direction Zimbabwe goes in. So that's the thinking of the MDC. See that they want the victory which they see they achieved in the March elections translated into the way power is shared in this new government.
Jonah, let's move for a minute from Zimbabwe itself to the region. Talk about the fears of the neighboring countries.
Well, we've got a summit coming up this weekend in South Africa, a summit of regional leaders. Many of the regional leaders are very unhappy with the way things are going in Zimbabwe. Of course, lots of refugees have spilled over the border from Zimbabwe into South Africa, where I'm talking to you from now, into Botswana, which neighbors Zimbabwe. A number of the regional leaders have now been saying that if Robert Mugabe attends this summit at the weekend without having reached some sort of deal, they will consider boycotting it. It's going to be a very awkward summit for both South Africa, who are mediating this process, and for Robert Mugabe if no deal is reached in the next day or two.
So there's certainly a tremendous amount of vested interest in the neighboring countries and Tsvangirai and Mugabe coming to some agreement. I don't think Tsvangirai is by himself in believing that he did win outright the elections, because essentially the international community has condemned the runoff election that Mugabe claims to have won.
That's right. Morgan Tsvangirai pulled out of that runoff election for president because he said there was simply too much violence. It wasn't going to be a fair process. And he was largely backed up by the international community when he made that decision. President Mugabe, of course, said he won a mandate in that election for 5 more years of being president of Zimbabwe. But the simple fact is, and I think it's acknowledged fairly widely, even within Robert Mugabe's party, is that they can't carry on the way they are, just in terms of pure economics, the humanitarian situation in Zimbabwe. Things do need to change politically. And that's why both sides really are keen to reach an agreement. And it's really just a question of how the power is allocated, because at the moment, everyone thinks without a deal, Zimbabwe is just going to continue its freefall.
Jonah, how much pressure do you think Robert Mugabe is under?
Well, he's under a fair amount of pressure from regional leaders, and he's also, of course, under pressure from with his own party. This is the party who's been in power for the last 28 years, ministers who don't want to give up their position. So he's not just being put under pressure by people who are demanding that he makes concessions. There's also a lot of pressure from within his party not to give too much, not to allow the MDC to take over control of, for example, the security apparatus in Zimbabwe. They want him to stand firm and to give as little as possible away to the opposition, because, of course, they have such interest in maintaining ZANU-PF as at least a large political party, if not the dominant political party in Zimbabwe.
Well, doesn't that put Morgan Tsvangirai in a good negotiating position in some ways, because he's not facing that same kind of pressure?
Well, Morgan Tsvangirai has his own pressure that he has to deal with. He's under pressure, firstly, from the South Africans who are mediating this process to achieve a deal. South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki has invested a lot of his own time in trying to secure a deal. He's been heavily criticized for being perhaps too soft on Robert Mugabe. So I think Morgan Tsvangirai certainly will be feeling the pressure, but he'll also be very conscious that Western powers will only come in with financial support for the rebuilding of Zimbabwe if they see that it's a deal which Morgan Tsvangirai has actually been given real power and responsibility. If they look at the deal and say this is just a repackaging of Robert Mugabe, repackaging of ZANU-PF, it's very unlikely that they'll come in with a sort of money and assistance which Zimbabwe so badly needs to begin rebuilding itself.
Jonah Fisher, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jonah Fisher, the BBC World Service, coming to us from Johannesburg.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.